From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, May 6th. Coming up, a conversation with Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch. As the state begins to lift some coronavirus restrictions, how will the state stabilize its finances? More from the speaker in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. More than half of Illinois' largest cities have severely underfunded pension funds, according to a new report from libertarian-leaning group WirePoints. Derek Cantu has more.
Cities and towns across Illinois have underfunded their police and firefighter pensions, but the report says Peoria has the worst pension funding ratio of all large cities in the state. Last month, Peoria voters overwhelmingly rejected a property tax increase that would have gone toward both pensions. Republican State Senator Wynn Stoller of Near Peoria says almost 100% of property taxes in Peoria are now being dedicated to pensions.
What we have to realize is when we do that, we're taking resources away from the things we ought to be spending money on, our infrastructure, our schools, our health care, our public safety. That's why people are leaving, because we are neglecting those important services.
Republicans claim increased property taxes tied to pension obligations is a main reason Illinois was only one of three states to lose population over the last decade. I'm Derek Cantu.
Retiring Illinois 17th District Congresswoman Sherry Bustos says neither major party should expect an easy fight to succeed her.
I don't think it's an easy seat for a Democrat or a Republican. It's a swing district, and that makes it tough politically.
Bustos was one of a handful of Democrats to win re-election in both 2016 and 2020, even as her district tilted red for Donald Trump at the presidential level. The outgoing congresswoman says neither redistricting nor her closer-than-anticipated margin of victory over Republican Esther Joy King last year were factors in her decision not to run again. Bustos says adding more of Rockford or Peoria to the 17th district in the next redistricting cycle could make it easier for Democrats to hold. Champaign County saw only a slight increase in its homeless population this year. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, that's despite the financial impact the pandemic has had overall.
As of late January, there were 148 people experiencing homelessness in Champaign County, according to the annual point-in-time count, which helps determine resources for the homeless population. That number is up by only 8 individuals from last year's count, despite the financial devastation of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thomas Bates is the Continuum of Care Coordinator for the Regional Planning Commission. He says he doesn't think the pandemic's impacts have been fully realized.
I don't think we're really seeing a whole lot of effect from COVID quite yet because of the eviction moratorium and because it's really preventing people from entering homelessness right now.
Bates says over the past year, emergency shelter availability has increased due in part to COVID-related funding. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County saw an increase of 55 COVID-19 cases yesterday. There are more than 400 active cases within the county, and 12 residents are hospitalized with the virus. Currently, 43% of Champaign County's vaccine-eligible population and 35% of its total population have been fully vaccinated. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District will hold a free walk-in vaccine clinic at Salem Baptist Church in the 5th and Hill neighborhood of Champaign today from 2 to 6:30 p.m. No appointment is necessary. Still to come, Illinois Public Radio's government and politics editor Hannah Meisel talks with House Speaker Chris Welch. Their conversation is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st, and I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As the COVID-19 pandemic subsides, the state will still be contending with its economic consequences for years to come. Hannah Meisel spoke with new Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch about what Illinois should do to stabilize its finances and incentivize economic growth. She began by asking about Illinois voters' rejection of a graduated income tax on their November ballots, which Democrats and Governor J.B. Pritzker pushed as a long-term solution to Illinois' structural deficit.
First of all, the graduated income tax failed, and it failed miserably. And so we have to now assess why. We're not considering doing the graduated tax this session. That's not on the table. we have to reassess what happened in November and figure out a way forward. We know that we have to address Illinois' structural deficit. How do we address that? I don't know. I don't believe in top-down decisions. I believe in working in collaboration, working in partnership. If it's not the graduated income tax, then what's the structural change that we need that will address it? That's going to take some collaborative thought to figure that out. I think also one of the things that we need to do is, in part to assessing, is that we need ethics reform. People don't trust us. And because people don't trust us, they didn't trust we would do what we said with the money. And so one of the things I think we need to do is pass an ethics reform package to show people that we're trying to rebuild trust in this legislature. I think there's a lot of things that we need to do before we can really pass the structural fixes that we need to address that deficit, because people don't believe in anything that we're saying down here in Springfield.
We are in the midst of a session where massive energy legislation is on the horizon. Of course, retailers and manufacturers use an extraordinary amount of energy, and their impact on the environment is among the biggest footprint, but also they would bear a lot of the cost of cleaner energy.
You know, energy is a big issue. I'm hoping that something can come out of this. I hope that that includes some ethics issues, but I think it's important that we don't get ahead of the process. I want to make sure the business community continues to let us know their thoughts on energy, because I'm hopeful that we can get something done before we adjourn May 31st. But understand that equity is at the center of everything that we do here. It's a core principle, and it's going to be weaving through every policy that comes out of this legislature. And so energy is probably the best example of where that's going to be done. We have to make sure the big energy companies don't take advantage, you know, of the poor and the working class across this state. It's happening in Chicago. It's happening in Cairo. And we have to fix that. We have to address that now. We can't continue to allow ratepayers to be overcharged and receive poor services. And so we're going to address those issues, or they're not going to pass the legislature. And I do believe that there's going to be a balanced approach, and businesses' concerns will be addressed, but we have to make sure we look at this through an equity lens.
One of the things that the governor proposed that didn't get such a warm reception from a lot of lawmakers was the idea that for a second year in a row, the state would not put in $350 million of the year-over-year of the new school funding formula that was put in place in 2017. Is that one of the things that you're pushing back really hard on the governor's office?
Yes.
Okay.
Governor's budget proposal was a proposal. That's one of the areas that many of members of our caucus did not like. You know, we fought hard for the evidence-based funding formula. This helps the school districts keep property taxes lower. If we don't fund them properly, what are they going to do in response? They're going to raise taxes.
That's new Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch in conversation with NPR Illinois government and politics editor Hannah Meisel. You can hear the rest of Hannah's interviews with Illinois' four legislative leaders at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with showers likely and a high of 62 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Tim Shelley, Dana Cronin, and Hannah Meisel. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldane. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.